before we get started, man, the Fourth and Pay Street podcast is brought to you by the good folks at Ebon Visions Media, content creating for and by Kings and Queens, Stop Why, and also the new hashtag, Get Loud. You know what I'm saying? So, there's that, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to our producer, Big Lat, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to E, shout out to the rest of the Ebon Vision family. Make sure y'all check them out. Daddy Every Day, you know what I'm saying? And he comes on at 6. And then Dr. Cassandra Parks, her show comes on at 7. So, you know what I'm saying?
Starting this week, 9:30.
Starting next week, is coming on at 9:30. So, she'll be coming on after us. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can get y'all sport updates with her. And then y'all can get Freak Nasty with the doc at 9:30. All righty then. All right, but yeah, man, just like Rosie alluded to, man, first off, man, we want to give our condolences, man, to O.J. Simpson, the Juice, man. Was announced by his family that he passed away with surround. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren yesterday, man. It was rumored that OJ had some form of cancer, but the Juice put out a video saying that the rumors were not true and he was in good health. OJ, in fact, did have cancer, but you know what I'm saying? Not everybody wants their business out in the media.
Oh, yeah, I definitely see that.
So, you know what I'm saying? He wanted to keep it private. So, you know what I'm saying? The Juice passed away at the age of 76.
Man, one of the greatest.
One of the greatest to ever do it. Some of you folks out here are, I know, been waiting for him for this to happen. So.
Not me. And it's crazy, man, that he dies now, man, after the world was finally getting the chance to see.
The real, like him.
See how he is when he's, you know, it was cool, man, seeing him, you know, being relaxed and not having to worry about weird questions, you know,
being asked about the murder.
Yeah, you know, I know he loved that, man, being able to just chill, and I feel like Mace and Cam genuinely enjoyed being around.
I was just about to say that, man. I mean, we ain't no haters, man. We show love to other podcasts on this. You know what I'm saying? On this podcast, shout out to Cam, Killer Cam and Mace, man, for shining a different light on the Juice. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, man.
Juice really looked like he enjoyed being a part of their podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Made
like,
him a human.
Exactly, man. It's like, and I feel like it helped OJ calm down, because for a minute, man, when OJ was running wild, man, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He wrote a book, If I did do it, this is how I would have did it, you know what I'm saying? And then the whole, he got 10 years for trying to steal his stuff back.
Not the smartest moves, but, you know, man, but people forget, I think people need to give OJ his flowers, though, man, because people fail to realize that, and around that time, before the allegations and the murders and everything, around that time, he was taking over, like, he was doing movies, he was doing comedies. You know, and like he was funny as hell in the movies. You know what I'm saying? Like he was on his way to being like, you know, that dude. And then that the murders happened, man. And he's just been one of the most hated people.
Bruh, that news dropped around, what time did I get to work? Around like 10:30. Right after the phone, I got off the phone with you. I pulled up to work around 10:30. And literally, bro, I was one of my clients at my job was watching The View, and one of them old biddies on there could not wait. He's finally getting what he deserved.
What,
he
Jeff?
Did it. He did it. Can't believe that was one of the biggest travesties out there. He did it. He deserves it. And this was a black woman saying it, so that's really, I was like, oh wow.
Like, chill, like. I think a lot of people are just so comfortable and so used to the narrative being that OJ did it, ha ha ha, wink wink, he got away with murder, ha ha, we got one. Yeah. I think that's what the black people are like so used to. We're so used to just saying that. I don't think it's that at all, man. I think it's the whole thing is a travesty. It's a tragedy what happened to that man.
I mean, it's sad. It's sad that them folks died. It's sad that, you know what I'm saying, people have been praying on the Juice's downfall all these years, man. That man really couldn't live in peace, man. It's like...
And then think about this. If he won in a situation, I know he didn't do it. I mean, yeah. he had the whole world hating him during that trial, and he still beat the case.
Right.
And that's how I know he didn't do it. As a black man,
You got off for killing two white people?
And two white people died? Yeah. Oh, come on. That's how I know you.
That don't sound.
It don't sound right to me.
No, you don't. They ain't gonna let you walk, bro.
He the only one?
Right. Shit, because now it's like, bro, a white person or any person of any religion, other race, kill a black person, they walk.
They walking. Well, we've been paying
for that. We've been paying for that for years.
Yo, that's so. Yo.
We've been paying for that one for years. Like, all right, we gonna let him walk with everybody that we kill.
Sheesh.
Shit.
Subject matter getting a little dark.
I am telling you, man. I know this is supposed to be a sports podcast, and I know it's getting a little dark, but I mean, George Floyd been walking for years, man, untouched. Matter of fact, this MF-er tried to sell the gun that he killed Trayvon with.
You talking about George Zimmerman.
Yeah. I said George Floyd. My bad. RIP George Floyd. Now, his person that killed him, the people that killed him, the cops that killed him, they did go to jail. Because they wouldn't have. He probably ended up chilling.
You know, our wins are small.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we need to uplift.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, and I get it. A lot of people were upset about some of the things that OJ said. OJ said, "I'm not black, I'm OJ." I get it.
Okay.
I mean, I get it. It was OJ wrong for saying it, yeah, but I mean, that's how he felt.
Who cares? That's his opinion.
OJ, he got a sip of the white juices. He got to see the pink nipples.
The pink nipples.
And he lost pink his mind. The pink nipples.
Pink nipples.
And he lost his mind, just like some of y'all do, man. When y'all get a taste of the pink nipples and the pink white juices, and y'all turn the cheek on these sisters.
I'm a Midwesterner, so
from up north.
Yeah, so
I ain't never talked. I mean, I've talked to them, but I never
heard the term pink toe until I moved here.
Here.
Yeah, that shit threw me off because the homie kept saying it. And I'm just like, why he's still talking? I'm trying to figure out, like, what the fuck is
okay? But the funny, yeah, I kept hearing that shit too. But I was
too embarrassed to ask, like, to stop him. Like, well, you know, I had to kind of.
I'd be laughing about Undercover Brother, man, when he started talking to the white girl, and he was like, "Who are you talking to, sister girl?"
Sister girl.
I am not the one. That's how some of y'all be acting, man. Get y'all.
Yeah.
But, man, we ain't going to keep the show on a sad note, man. We are going to, you know what I'm saying? We gonna turn up for the juice one time, man.
Turn up for the juice.
Turn up. You know what? Let's have a little moment of silence for the juice real quick. No? No, take a sip?
Just take a sip.
Take a sip? All right. Take a sip.
We ain't going to do that.
Start screaming and shit the opposite of the boy.
He did it! Could you imagine them doing a moment of silence? We're going to do a moment of silence for OJ Simpson at like a football game or something. Oh, that motherfucker did it!
Yo, the homie hit me up with like, he sent me the news. He's like, bruh, I'm about to go get me some black leather gloves today. I was like, yo, no.
Some isotonics.
Then he sent the picture trying to put the glove on. I'm like, God, yo.
Y'all better stop messing with these white folks, man.
Well, they
on up, but they riding high because Lack made his prediction right. That motherfucker Cody Rhodes walked out of WrestleMania with the trophy.
When I seen it, I was like,
goddamn, bruh. Like, damn, they said, hey, man, when the referee said 1, 2, 3, all I said was, fuck. That's all I can say.
I saw that American flag on his neck. That's all he saw. I'm like, oh, this is too crazy right now. This is a script, man.
There wasn't really nothing else they could do with Roman, man. I mean, I hope they keep the tribal chief persona on him. Hopefully they don't turn him into something lame. But Triple H is taking over. It ain't Vince. So, you know what I mean? He ain't going to be brought back with a stupid story. Like, it's going to do something that's going to make sense. But
Triple H about to go up, bro.
Yo, Triple H has, like, turned the WWE around. Like,
no, outside of WWE, too. He about to
go up. Oh, get money?
Oh, no. He about to go crazy.
Oh, hell
you
yeah.
You know he's going to be on God of War.
Oh, yeah. Triple H about to,
bro. He about to be Kratos, bro.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
That's crazy. Well, shout out to WWE, man, for putting a great WrestleMania weekend together. You know what I'm saying? I was locked in from watching the NXT Saturday morning at work, you know what I'm saying? Watching Stand and Deliver and then watching WrestleMania Saturday night and Sunday night, man. I didn't get to watch the Monday night after Raw, what normally is like the craziest Raw of the year, but I saw clips, and it was definitely a good show. So, yo, shout out to Triple H and the WWE. All right, man, let's get into some short story news. Former Baltimore Ravens, Terrell Suggs was arrested in Arizona, reportedly pulled a gun out and threatened to kill a man during an argument while at Starbucks.
Not at Starbucks.
The man swore at Suggs before challenging Suggs to a fight. Suggs allegedly called the man a pussy-ass cracker and told him that he would kill his bitch ass.
Okay, I take it all back. I know what that was about. All right, I know what that was about. I was going to be kind of like, Terrell, what you doing? But I can tell by what he was saying, the quote, I know what happened in that situation. You know, that the other person probably got too comfortable. Let them words fly. Probably said something they weren't supposed to say. Crossed a line. And, yeah, man, I'm pretty sure it's real. Just probably just trying to let them know.
Yeah, man. I mean, T Suggs, man, he off the chain, man. That's one dude I don't know why you want to try to pick a fight with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was...
I mean, for a lawsuit.
I get it for a lawsuit, but God, dog, it's like, T Suggs off the chain, man. Why would you want to mess with T Suggs? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man. Come on, bro. You can make it.
I mean, he can make money quick. That is a quick way to make some money, but I mean, come on, man. Yeah, come on, man.
Break some of these people in half, man. Easy. It's an easy 50K.
Yeah, definitely. Sorry, I'm trying to handle some of my cars down. Some of my mechanics are trying to text me real quick. So I'm trying to get him and my pops to connect. But you
that's your fault.
Whatever. Sorry about that. It's been a week, boy. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, you know.
But, yeah. T Suggs, man. Hopefully you get off for that one, man. I don't know how it is out in Arizona, but calling that man a pussy ass cracker, man. We got football players calling white people pussy ass crackers. Mm. We got The Rock whooping Cody Rhodes, saying, "Get up, boy." Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's been a hell of. It's not. Black History Month has passed, but April has been a great month for black people.
No, it really has been.
It's been a great month for black people.
It really has been. I ain't gonna hold you up, though. It really has been. It's almost like that's probably why the Jews had to die, man.
They had to even it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, they kind of hit the balance.
They had to balance everything out.
The balance needed to be reestablished.
It's not funny life after that man's death, but it's just like, damn, bro.
Yeah, they had Caitlyn for a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
they had Caitlyn because Caitlyn beat an angel, so you know they were flying high, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so you know.
Alright, let's get into this next story, man. Super Bowl winning wide receiver Rashee Rice, the number one receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. Wait until he became Patrick Mahomes' number one receiver to do some dumb shit. Boy, Rice has a warrant out for his arrest in connection and involvement in a Dallas car accident. Rice told the media that he was not in the car at the time of the accident, but they have him on camera.
That's cap.
Leaving the car.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. The 23-year-old has been charged with one count of aggravated assault, one count of involving a serious bodily injury. God, what the hell? One count of collision involving seriously bodily injury. God, dog. And six counts of collision involving injury. If convicted, he could be facing 20 years in prison. Boy, he gonna be bunk mates with Henry from the Raiders.
Yeah, they did throw the book at him.
Yeah.
I was gonna probably say, he might get a little slap on the wrist, but dang. Nah, they already
lied.
Already. Yeah, he did lie.
And he lied to
me. I'm like, yo, what is you on, bro? Like, you just, this is what you doing, at, bro. And they said that he stole some cleats earlier that day.
Bro, they said he had some weed in the car. I heard there was a weapon in the car. I'm like, bro.
What, bro? Like,
these are things that people are saying. Now, I don't know how true it is.
I seen something the other day, man, where it was like this dude was talking about how, you know, people would be like relatively regular people. They don't be having no kind of street. They've never lived a street lifestyle.
Right.
But as soon as they get a lot of money, boom, they have the funds to do it.
And they start doing
it. And they just start doing stuff that you normally wouldn't do, like stealing. I mean, that's why you hear about celebrity shoplifting. Mm. You know, they get the money and like for some reason the money makes them do dumb stuff shit, like that. Like, you know, it's like, come on, bro.
Hey, man, I hope God is on your side or whatever, whoever you believe in up there, bro, because it ain't looking too good for you, dog. They gonna try to make an example for you.
Hey,
maybe Jerry Jones will trade for you to go to Dallas, and maybe Jerry will save you, but...
Nah, yeah.
All right, bro, you look like you gonna be sitting for a second, bro.
Dang, right when you about to play for a quarterback that just won the Super Bowl.
He was a part of the team.
You know, you about to be wide receiver one.
Bro. Yeah. Man, you was going, bro, which means you was going to get some money.
Man, and opportunities.
Hey, man.
Now you got this on you. That right there is unfortunate.
Hey, that's crazy, man. But, hey, man, step out of luck, kid. Mm-hmm. Get you a good Liora. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just have to be the next phase.
For real, man. Hey, man, but keep your head up, kid. Last warm-up story, man. John Calipari is leaving Kentucky and will be the head basketball coach at Arkansas. Calipari has 15 trips to the Sweet 16, 12 Elite Eight appearances, 6 Final Four berths, and has a national championship. But he's been to the national championship 3 times, only won it once. And he was inducted to Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame, man. That's, you know, that's for the Basketball Hall of Fame. So,
right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Calipari. That one and done, getting a whole bunch of freshmen, like having the best class and having a whole bunch of freshmen play in the tournament doesn't work, man. In those tournaments, man, it seems like you got to have some upperclassmen that's been there, that's been in the trenches and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It worked one time for him, but I don't think it's going to work. And then it's like, they're expecting him to basically turn Arkansas into Kentucky. And when he said he met with the team, he's right, they really want no team. So basically, he's about to pull a D on and make everybody get in the transfer portal.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, ain't that wild, man? Like, that right there is like probably like some of the most interesting things you've heard about the NCAA.
Men's side.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, other than that, man, who cares?
Right.
It's dying. It's like, it's so dead right now. It's crazy dead.
Because there's no household names, bro. Like, even, and I know y'all be looking at us crazy when we be saying, like, bro, we really don't know any guys on the men's side of the bracket. There are NCAA, like, guys that follow it, like, people that are dedicated to following the NCAA, mm-hmm. that are saying there really isn't no household names. Mm-hmm. Like, the big 7-foot dude from Purdue, and the DJ Burns or whatever his name is, mm-hmm. that played for South Carolina, North Carolina, those are only names that people really know about, because I know about them because everybody kept talking about the matchup that they wanted to see in the Final Four.
Right.
Them two going against each other in the Final Four. But other than that, you can't name nobody else. But for the women's side, bro, you can name people all day.
Because it's interesting.
Right.
The games are fun to watch. You know, and it's crazy, man, because, like, you look at the, on the men's side, man, like, you don't even really care. Like you said, nobody cares about these players. But you look, and there's more interest in high schoolers.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed that. Like, I've been like, man, like, there's more buzz around high school players than there is against college players, man. Right. So what is that? Is that the NIL? Is that where we're going now? Where people are just trying to get to the player quickest, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, they don't want a seasoned player that's been going through college, high school and college. Right. They want somebody young. Mm-hmm. And you know who does that?
Who?
Euros.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like the NIL is going to open up the door to like a more European way of basketball where kids are like, that's their major.
10, 15, 16 years old.
They going to major in basketball.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, bro, you got school like the overtime. Yeah. Overtime, yeah. The basketball league overtime?
Yeah.
Basically, that's like an olive branch. Be like, if you want to just go to a school and focus on basketball, that's what you go to overtime for. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? Overtime gym is actually here. It's over by Atlantic Station.
Right.
We got to, yo, I'm going to have to, bro, we might have to go catch a game just to check it out, man.
Let's check it out.
Definitely got to check that out. But, yeah, I mean, with the women's side of things, like, if I don't got the exact numbers, but it's been put out there that the women's Final Four had higher viewership than the men's. That says a lot, because for a while, the men's used to thwomp the women. Like, nobody watched it, because women basketball used to be so tough to watch. But
it was. But now that it's the Steph Curry effect, though.
Yeah.
Now can we can you say that? Can you kind of, you know, credit Steph Curry in that, you know?
I think you can.
Seeing that the most, you know, thrilling player and women's college basketball has been somebody who plays exactly like him.
You know what? Let's run an audible, man. Let's go ahead, man. Since we talking about her, let's go ahead and just knock that out real quick, man. Hey, man, we want to give a shout out, man, to Caitlin Clark. We want to give her flowers. You know what I'm saying? Definitely want to give her flowers for, you know what I'm saying, not only her, but there's other great players like Angel Reese, right. Camilla Cardosa, Cameron Brink, you know what I'm saying? Deja Kelly. Like, there's other great players, but and shout out to South Carolina for going undefeated. Shout out to Dawn Staley for taking them girls undefeated. Mm-hmm. Undefeated. Meaning 37-0 and won a national championship and took Caitlin to the woodshed and
it wasn't close. Yeah, it was close at half.
But after a while, they made them adjustments, and it was a wrap. But
yeah, once they knew what they were dealing with, it was over with.
So I don't want to just say, let's give our flowers to Caitlin. You know what I mean? Let's give our flowers to Caitlin and give our flowers to these women, female, young lady hoopers, you know what I'm saying, that mm-hmm. have changed the game of basketball and have made it interesting. Right. So, you know what I'm saying? I want to give all these ladies their flowers. You know what I'm saying? They're going to go to the WNBA. You got haters like Diana Taurasi and some of these other females talking about, it's going to be hard when they get here. It's going to be tough. It's like,
well, of course it is.
I mean, of course, it's an adjustment. It's another league. I would hope it would be hard for them.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not, then all y'all need to sit y'all old asses down, because some of y'all in the WNBA be playing until y'all 40 and just be collecting the check. So I was like, if these young ladies come in and take over, man, it's gonna be crazy.
Wow, what makes you wonder? I wonder what's the average
viewership
or the average age, man? Is there like an average age?
We gotta look that up, man. Taurasi old as hell,
yeah,
man.
She in her 40s?
Taurasi gotta be in her 40s.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think Taurasi, they be playing.
But I would imagine the women could play longer than dudes on average.
Because it's not as physical.
Yeah.
They don't play as long of a season either. So,
the average WNBA age is 27.
Wow. Because there's not that many teams.
Okay, yeah.
And, yeah, there's not that many teams. And then, you know, when that
the
next.
Average NBA age is 26. So it ain't that far off.
No, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that lets you know. I mean, that kind of will let you know that.
You got a good 5 years. Maybe.
Yeah, they get more. They get more out there players, probably.
Because they don't got a long season either.
Yeah.
But then the only mess the thing is, there's not a lot of teams either. So there's not a lot of places for the talent to go to. And that's why I was saying, like, the big three or maybe the WNBA needs to, like, expand and put in some work. It's like Golden State's going to have a basketball team, a female team next year. Maybe put one in Pittsburgh because the NBA, Pittsburgh wants a basketball team, but it maybe experiment with the WNBA. See how the WNBA does in Pittsburgh
and other places.
Man,
that's the thing. I agree with you. That needs to happen, but you got to have the interest.
Yeah.
You have to have the interest, man.
Yeah.
It just can't be up to the dudes.
No.
And I think that's what people are failing to realize. Like, it can't just be up to dudes to carry, you know, the viewership, man, because, I mean, lots of dudes that I know, they watch those games.
Yeah.
You know, they know. They still know. If they love it, everybody I know that love hoops, they watch both.
Right.
In some capacity. So it's just it's the women viewership, man. That's gotta get that up, man.
It's crazy. There's probably more women that watch football than watch that. But I mean, like you said, man, you gotta get. Really? They have to get more support. I feel women watch more football probably than basketball. I feel like.
Dang, I do feel like it's more likely to be a woman that's gonna like football. I wonder what that's about. The most violent of the games.
Like, seeing seeing men run up and down the field with tight pants.
That ain't it. It just they want to be in our space.
Yeah.
That's something that men like to do, and women just want to be in your damn space all the time.
That's true.
But why that over basketball, though?
I don't know, man. Because I think basketball's kind of cut and dry, you know what I'm saying? With football, they can ask questions, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is
football got more moving parts.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. You can ask questions versus basketball. It's like,
more of a
It's more, football's more of a conversation. Like, okay, what does that mean? Or what does
he mean? I would imagine once you figure out how football works from somebody that doesn't understand football, you'll feel really accomplished.
Yeah.
And you'll want to continue on. Okay, I can understand that. Okay.
So, yeah, man, we want to get our flowers to them, man. Shout out to them. You know, the WNBA draft is April 14th. We already know Caitlin Clark's going to be the first overall pick. Man. That's a shoo-in. So she's going to be in Indiana with the Indiana, whatever they're called. I'm sorry. That's so disrespectful. But she's going to Indiana. Angel Reese, they said she's top 10. It was at one point they were saying that she might end up in Atlanta, yo. So,
that'd be hard.
If she ends up in Atlanta, man, I'm gonna definitely go to the game. Gotta go to the game, man.
Gotta go to the game, man.
If she comes to Atlanta, Cardoza's probably gonna be the second overall. That means she gonna go to the LA Sparks.
Man. Bro, I'm telling you, man, I be wanting these big name athletes, man, to play for these Atlanta teams, man. Like,
gives you a reason to come to the games, man.
You got Kirk Cousins.
He couldn't help it.
We gonna talk about that. Because everybody's favorite quarterback cannot help himself.
That's a good segue.
Yep.
That's a good segue.
Because we was just gonna wrap that up. Thank you.
That's a good
segue. Now we get
segue.
Back on track. All we're gonna segue into it. Everybody's favorite quarterback cannot help himself from Club Shay Shay.
Yo.
Could not help himself.
Good interview, by the way.
Yeah, great interview, but you know, he could not help. He couldn't help himself, dog. Hey, man, let's do it, man. Recently, free agent, quarterback, and host of 4th and 1, Cam Newton, appeared on Club Shay Shay and stated that the Atlanta Falcons could assign him, Justin Fields, and Michael Vick for what they signed Kirk Cousins. Newton also stated with his resume, Cousins would have made more money. Also,
say that part again.
Newton stated, with his resume, meaning Cam Newton's resume, Kirk Cousins would have made more money.
Wow.
I sound like a preacher. Everybody go,
man, boy, that's one of those moments, man, where you hear somebody talking, and they talking so much fat, and it make you be like, yup.
But here it goes. Here goes the other thing. Newton also told Sharp that he's had some injuries, but all his injuries were non-significant. Like, basically, he's healed up and ready to go. And his injuries aren't as serious as 35-year-old Kirk Cousins coming back from a torn right Achilles tendon.
Wow.
So, basically, is Cam Newton getting a Colin Kaepernick treatment for being outspoken?
Yes and no. Yes, because he's an outspoken person. He's very polarizing. Just his presence in the room brings so much attention to him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, he's that kind of, I don't want to say the word, I don't like using the word, but disruption. Yeah. They look at that as a disruption. Mm. Now, no, because Colin Kaepernick was messing with a whole entire league's money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, right or wrong, he was still messing with an entire league's money.
Right.
So that's a different kind of hate that they have for him. But the hate that they have for Cam is a little on the more petty side. Right. It's a little bit more cruel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're doing it like, they're like stabbing him. Like, Like, look, Cam. Look at who just got a job. You ain't getting no job. Shut up, Cam. You can't say nothing. What you done did? Shut up, Cam. Like, right. They keep the media. Look, and Cam, you saw that woman that went on there and disrespected him on TV?
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Like, it's a collective.
Yeah.
It's collective.
My whole thing is, it's like, it's the appearance too, man. And it sucks that, you know what I'm saying, being both of us being having locks, you know what I'm saying, being locks, that locks are frowned upon in white society. And the fact that he has freeform locks, like, you know what I'm saying, that's one thing. It's the freeform locks, it's the dressing like a Batman villain, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, it ain't even that, bro. I just don't feel like it's that, man.
What you think?
Look at how they treat Lamar. Like, Lamar has the hood hairstyle. Like, I mean, the that's way more hood.
The plaid smokes.
That's way more, like, I hate looking at hair the way white people look at hair. Right. But you know what I'm saying? It's weird, judging hair like that. But
that's what I'm saying. It's one of the things they look at. And it's like, why is his hair like, you know what I'm saying? Why does his hair look like that? Instead of asking the question.
It's Cam's personality.
I think it is, too.
He has such a big personality, it makes people uncomfortable. I can see people being around him and getting uncomfortable. Because I'm pretty sure he sucks the air out the room, man.
And then Cam's not afraid to speak his mind.
Yeah.
He's not going to shy away from the spotlight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cam, like you said, he has a big personality. And Cam is really, like, with the podcast and stuff like that. Talk about another podcast. Cam's podcast is actually pretty decent. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, he don't need the NFL, bro.
No, that's what I'm saying. And I know that's what his goal is, to get back into the league, but I don't think it's going to happen. They're not going to let it happen unless, like, every possible quarterback that's out there, backup or in the UFL or whatever, gets hurt. That's the only way Cam is going to get another shot, or he just finds a GM that's just like, you know what? Let me see what Cam can still do.
Bro, they give him bums jobs, bro.
I'm telling you, and that's why he's getting hot. It's like, come on, man. Kirk Cousins hasn't really won a playoff game. Or has he won a playoff game? Maybe one?
One. I think he won one.
Cam Newton's been to the Super Bowl.
Won an MVP. Was a terror. Damn near
still
went perfect.
Still works out.
Went 15-1.
Does Cam even work on the accuracy? Yeah, but it's like Michael Vick didn't have the greatest accuracy when he was in Atlanta. But when he got with a great coach, Andy Reid, and the staff in Philly to work on that accuracy, Michael Vick became a more of a dog. Sorry, that's a play on words.
More of a dog.
But yeah, Michael Vick became like an MVP contender. Like, he didn't always depend on his legs. He can depend on his arms. So maybe if Cam gets with the right coach, that can, you know, develop the accuracy. But, you know, Cam's so far along that it may be just like Deontay Wilder with the boxing. It just may be certain mechanics you can't fix at his age.
Yeah,
so,
man, that's why I feel like his best opportunity was with the Patriots.
But when they started making him try to do stuff like Brady, it was like,
No, they weren't.
Oh, it was the COVID. That's right. It was COVID.
Yeah, it was COVID.
It was the COVID.
Bro, those first four games,
he balled out.
He balled out. When he got COVID, it was over. And then, Mac Jones win goes in, or I think Stidham, it was like
Stidham, something like that.
It was over at that point. You know, it's like, dude hasn't got a fair rap, and I get it. Sometimes his takes are a little on the annoying side.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some stuff, you know, I get it, but that's because that's going to happen. He's a
outspoken
media personality, you know, but I mean, he ain't talking nothing but facts. When a man's talking the truth, man, I mean, come on, it don't matter how you feel about it.
And that's what I think what it is like, people are not used to, like, someone, like, speaking the truth like Cam does and speaks it so eloquently that it irritates them. It's like, who does he think he is? It's like, but he's not saying nothing off the wall. You know what I'm saying? He's speaking the truth.
Nah, he's telling the truth, man.
I mean, you literally could have brought in Cam Newton and Justin Fields.
And
when he threw at Michael Vick, I fell out. I was like, all right, Cam.
Could you imagine? This is a can you imagine if Cam would have came to play for the Falcons? Come on, man. Even if they never won, even if they didn't win any games.
But he said it from a ticket standpoint. He said, I understand that it's a business. And he said, I know, it's all about winning. He said, with the team that they have there, I don't have to do much. All I got to just put the ball in the playmakers, you know, Dijon and everybody else, you know what I'm saying? You make sure they get the ball. And just basically, you know what I mean, he just had to be a game manager. And I know Cam hates the fact of being a game manager, but if Cam Newton came to Atlanta, he would literally have to just be a game manager and just get the balls to the playmakers and then, you know, make a couple plays on his feet here and there. But
yeah, it's all good.
But I feel like Cam coming to Atlanta would have sold tickets, and that's the other side of the business, is putting butts in seats. Because the moment Kirk Cousins loses a couple games,
it's over.
It's a wrap. Get him out of here. Who does this white boy think he is, wearing these grills and these chains, man? Get him out of here. Like, but I feel like people would have been a little bit more lenient with Cam.
Yeah, they would. I feel like Cam would have been very motivated, man, to show out.
In his hometown?
Come on, man. It's perfect. But, you know, hey, people don't want Cam around, man. I feel like I'm starting to think that just people, GMs, owners, players, coaches, are intimidated by him.
Because he's not going to shy away. He's not going to be one of those that go to his phone and go tweet. Mm-hmm. He's going to come to you and be like, hey, F you, F that. No, I'm not doing it, and we're not doing it like that. We're going to do it this way, and this is how it's going to get done. You know what I'm saying?
And also, too, I think what I just thought about this, too. I think another thing it might be, like, I mean, let's say you bring him in, right? Now, if you don't give him, just tell him off right, you're my starter, now you're bringing him in as either a backup or he's going to be battling with another quarterback for a spot. He, once again, go back to the personality. I feel like a lot of teams are going to gravitate more towards Cam in a lot of these matchups because Cam has, he know how to talk to the players, he know how to, you know, I feel like he will win most of those
battles.
He's
a motivator.
Yeah.
I mean, that year, like, bro, like, that year that they went to the Super Bowl, they had a great defense. Shout out to Luke Kuechly, you know what I'm saying, and Thomas Davis. They played a role in it. And, yeah, I mean, McCaffrey did, too. But, I mean, does anybody remember who Cam Newton was throwing a ball to that year? Steve Smith wasn't there. Steve Smith was gone.
Who
was
his tight end?
He's on Fox.
Greg Olsen.
Olsen. Greg Olsen.
Olsen.
Okay, so yeah, Greg Olsen, and that's one person to throw the ball to.
Right.
Who was his receivers? Exactly.
Well, he had Steve Smith.
Steve Smith was in Baltimore.
They traded Steve Smith.
Before they went to the Super Bowl.
Yo, that's crazy.
Exactly.
They traded the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. You can't name any of the receivers that he threw the ball
crazy.
To. And had an MVP year.
Traded away a Hall of Fame wide receiver, a dog.
Yeah.
And still won the MVP.
Yep.
Almost went undefeated.
Yep.
And almost
won the Super Bowl.
Crazy. Wow. That's crazy.
This show about giving flowers. Cam, we're going to give you your flowers,
too. Yeah, we got to give Cam his flowers today.
Give Cam his flowers, too, man.
Because that's disrespectful.
Hey, man, Cam, you deserve a second chance, man.
Come on, bro.
Kirk family cousin gets hurt, man, they need to be calling you up, man.
Hasn't had a major injury. Come on, man.
Yeah. Exactly.
Come on. I don't know.
All right,
man.
Yeah. Alright, man, you know, it's probably getting close to that time, man. So, let's go ahead and get into this last topic for the show, man. Recently, Bronny James declared for the NBA draft and also jumped into the transfer portal. We will discuss if Bronny is ready for the league or is this a mistake. With Bronny being in the transfer portal, he's eligible to come back and play in college if he is not drafted. So, that's something to keep in mind as well. Bronny averaged 4.8 points, 2.8 rebounds, 2.1 assists, and a field goal percentage of 36.6 in his first year of college at USC. One of LeBron's teammates from high school and a good friend of his, you just became the head coach at the University of Duquesne. That's a small school in Pittsburgh that went to the tournament this year. So I don't know. When everybody's like joking, like he's going to do Kane. It's like, I mean, bro, don't joke. Don't joke about that. Deion took his kids to Jackson State to make some noise. So maybe, you know, you go to a smaller school, make some noise down there, get developed, and, you know what I'm saying, get out of the limelight.
You know, you know, have more of a natural.
Yeah. Get away from all the pressure of your father. But, I mean, he's literally, with him declaring, there is nobody in his ear that should be like, I get you love your dad. I get that your dad is one of the greatest to do it. But stop listening to your dad. You are not ready. These numbers do not scream, I'm ready to go to the NBA and make some noise. This screams that you gonna, if you go, you're going to be a late second round pick. And there's only two rounds. Is it two or three rounds in the NBA? I think it's two. Yeah, two. You're going to be a low, late second round pick, or you might be just invited to a camp or something like that. You know what I'm saying? The Lakers are already saying they're going to draft Bronny, and it's like, that's crazy. It's like anything for Bron, right?
Yeah, come on now.
It's like, man, it's not fair. He's not ready. Bronny is not in his grown man NBA body yet. His game is not where it needs to be yet. I'm not trying to shit on this young man, but I'm like, yo.
Maybe, what if they don't know? What if on that side they don't even know?
That he's ready? That he's not ready?
Maybe what if there's some turmoil on that side, like, about whether he's ready or not? That, I mean, look at it. Look how Brian was like, at first he was like, oh, I want to play with my son. I want to play with my son. Oh, my son can play better. My son can play better than a lot of players in the NBA right now. He was saying all that. Then all of a sudden, well, my son's a grown. My son's his own man. He has to make his own decision.
Let a kid be a kid.
Let
my son be a kid.
It changed up. Yep. So that kind of lets me know maybe there was a little bit of a kind of like some turmoil, like a pushback, like where they don't know. They really don't know. You know what I'm saying? This is unprecedented. I mean, like, nobody's seen this ever in the NBA.
Yeah, in the NBA. It's been in baseball because Ken Griffey and his dad play together.
But not this scale.
But no, not, and I mean, not to take anything away from the kid and his dad, but LeBron it's different.
It's different, man. It's different.
It's different. And, shit, that hurt. that did hurt. I mean, and then you got people like in Bron's camp, you got Draymond Green saying he's ready. It's like, it's not, you know what I'm saying?
Can you imagine?
That's too much pressure. When you got your dad saying he wants to play with you, your dad's boys in the league saying you're ready, you got the media saying you're not ready, you got coaches in the NBA saying, oh yeah, he's ready, oh yeah. First, he was a shoo-in for a first round. Oh, yeah, now he might be a late second round pick.
He might go first. He might go first.
And if the Lakers do that, they are.
He could go first.
Stupid. If the Lakers take him in the first round just to appease LeBron, they are. Jeannie Buss, her daddy, Dr. Buss, is going to roll over in his grave.
At that point, you know it's all about the money.
It's about the money. It ain't about winning championships no more.
It's all about
Dr. Buss going to roll over in his grave. Rest in peace, Kobe. Kobe going to roll over in his grave. It's just going to be you're just going to feel the earth shake. It's just going
to
be.
And to be honest, I don't really care either way whether or not he does well or bad in the NBA. I just play, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, why should I give him that credit when you don't get that to all these other players, these other young Eric. Don't nobody care about these other young players.
Well, the only thing is, the truth be told, Brett, he's probably gonna be the most popular player coming out. Cause who's coming out?
Yeah.
who else is in the draft?
Yeah, and it's like it makes sense for him to be able to like to say I couldn't even try. I mean, cause this is a weak draft.
It's a weak draft.
This is so weak, man. So
yeah,
he can
7-footer from Purdue, and that's about it.
That's it.
Some of them kids is coming from UConn.
Man, they don't care, man. Nobody cares.
And he's the biggest name coming out. You know what I'm saying? Far as name-wise, not far as playing. I'm sure there's some better players, but
I can't remember the last time I didn't care.
About the draft?
Yeah.
I think legitimately the last NBA draft I watched was probably when Zion and Trey came out.
Well, not Zion. Watch, but just care. At least care.
The last one I cared about when Zion and Ja came out.
Okay.
That's the last one. Because who was it, Zion and Ja that came out first, or was it Trey and Luka that came out?
Trey and Luka.
Trey and Luka came out first, and then after that, Zion, Ja, I didn't care no more.
I didn't care no more
after Zion and Ja. Yeah. After Zion, it was like, all right, whatever.
I just feel like, I don't know, this might be how it's going to be, like, moving forward, man, where just college, nobody really cares. You know?
I mean, like, April 14th, I'm going to be locked in.
It's going to be more people caring about, like, high school players now. Yeah. That's going to be the hot. That's what's going to be hot. Like,
yeah, but April 14th is the WNBA draft. I'm going to be locked in for that.
Yeah, we locked in.
I'm locked in
for
that.
I got to see this.
Yeah. I'm going to be locked in for that. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm going to be monitoring the web and all the social media, you know what I'm saying, locations, you know what I'm saying, looking for all that fake support.
Mm-hmm. All that. Y'all are shitting on Angel Reese.
All those, I ain't doing nothing, just watching the WNBA draft. Like, shut up.
I'm so happy Angel Reese is on her team, or she's coming to her town. I was like, no, you're not, bro.
Shut up.
Start looking for tweets. It's like, bro, September 15th, you said that you can't stand that black beat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ooh, like, it's going to be a hate fest, man. Ooh, I can't wait.
Hey, speaking of hate and speaking of Dave Chappelle, man. Dave Chappelle, that one stand up, man, when he did the stories about meeting every time he met O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here with his greatness and majesticness was the juice.
Juice? One of the coolest names in the history of
Dave. Yo. Dave Chappelle, funny as hell, he said, who was it, him and Chris Rock or him and Chris Tucker?
Was it, I think it was Chris Tucker. Damn, I gotta watch
that. I gotta watch it back. I think it was Chris Rock or somebody.
Is that a Netflix one?
Yeah, it was a Netflix. Okay, he said that they were standing there, and they both were like blackballed and all this other stuff. And he said, OJ came over and asked him to take a picture. And they told him no. They was like, no, we down and out, but we ain't at your level of down and out, bro.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, we taking a picture with you.
Yeah, they did. OJ foul, man.
OJ dirty. Like, no, we can't even take a picture with you, OJ. Right.
Shout out to Killer K, man. He said Uncle OJ. Man, they did Uncle OJ foul, bro. Come on, man. What did he do? What did he do exactly? Why are black people mad at him? Why? Because he said something stupid. Because he like white women. Come on, man.
Somebody said, dang, Rome, you choosing violence today after the mother played it. No, I ain't choosing violence today, man. I mean, I'm a little teed up today, man. I got some... I'm just teed up today, man. I was mad. When I woke up today, I was like, yo, I can't wait to do the show. And then when this whole OJ thing going on, man, and then seeing all the, like, the blasphemy and all this other stuff, like, people really, like, shitting on OJ, it's like, I couldn't wait for him to die. He's where he deserves to be. It's like, bruh, stop. Like,
that's true, sir. He did not do it. You're right.
If the glove does not fit, you must acquit. Period, man.
Acquit or equit, I don't know.
Even though that man was in there punching the shit out them, man. That, he's in there punching the hell out the walls in that jail cell.
Man, I can't just see it.
It won't fit.
See, I just can't really get it off this one hump on my hand. Like, it's like, you know, I got to get my blood.
Hey, man, shout out to Johnny Cochran, man.
The God.
The God.
What?
And Kim K's dad.
Oh, yeah.
He is a part of the legal team.
Wow. That's a lot of history there.
Yeah, now she's helping prison reform and getting people out of jail now. Can you imagine? You in your jail cell, and all of a sudden they said, right, you're out. And you walk out, and it's Kim Kardashian in there.
Jumping up and down.
Yeah!
It's something that she should not be wearing.
Probably.
At a jail. Yo. Yeah. Kanye in the bushes.
Hey man, I ain't gonna lie, man. I don't want to support Kanye, but I almost bought some of them Yeezy Pods.
Bro, oh, bro,
they're not on there no more.
No, I know. I looked.
I was about to buy some. I'm gonna get some. They're like, I'm like, oh, these are only $20. I'm like, oh,
wait, $20?
Yes. Yes, bro.
You better not buy no $20 Yeezy Pods, nigga. You gonna have you gonna fucking get athlete's foot.
Not playing on $20. It was already wearing. Yeah, more.
$20. No, I went on the Yeezys.
Yes, bro. I went on the Yeezy website with the torn clothes and shit. That the Yeezy Pods only cost $20, bro.
When I looked, they were like $180.
Kanye done got happy. Was like,
nah. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm the dude that wore the big red shoes, so I don't know.
Man, I want some of the big black shoes, man.
Yeah. I'm afraid. They got some Gobstopper sneakers.
Where did you see
it? As they wear it down, they start to change colors like Gobstoppers. Those shits is lit.
Did you see NLA Choppers duck boots or whatever?
Duck boots? What are they? Boots that's shaped like a duck's feet?
No, they're just some yellow boots. I guess I
seen a nigga that had some shoes that looked like regular feet.
I've seen those. Yeah. I've seen the big foot, the dinosaur shoes.
I seen somebody in some shoes that looked like shoes backwards.
I've seen those.
You saw those? Yeah, yeah, it looked like they feet is snapped.
I've seen that. That's crazy. Hey man, shout out to the homie CG Webster, you know what I'm saying? She down at Valdosta State doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the radio station down there. You know what I mean? She down there doing her thing, man. If you down there in Valdosta, you know what I mean? Make sure you get at her, man, for your photo shoots, video packages, all that good stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? She do good business. She do good work, man. That's my homie. That's mini little Nicki Minaj. It's like a pocket-sized Nicki Minaj.
Valdosta.
But shout out to everybody watching, man. Everybody tuning in, man. We appreciate y'all. Man, you got anything else, man, you want to talk about, man? Anything else, man? OJ stories, anything?
No, man, it's just, you know, it's crazy. Shout out to the homie Killer K, man.
Killer K. Ask K, is he kid that be in the YouTube chat? Yeah,
I don't think he's kid.
Yeah, I'm been trying to figure out who the hell kid that be in the damn YouTube chat every week.
I doubt it. Shit, I don't see that nigga calling himself no kid.
Yeah, I don't know.
Killer K is always gonna be Killer K.
Oh yeah, true. My bad, K. But yeah, man. Shout out to everybody that tunes in every week to watch us. Shout out to everybody that gives feedback.
Yeah, he Rick James.
Oh, that's right. He's Rick James.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, that's more of a Killer K.
I don't know. Hey, whoever kid is, man. Hit me on the social media, man. Let me holler at you, cause for weeks I've been trying to figure out who the hell kid is, man. He be in there every week, but
yeah, you know what's, man.
Hey, right, man, that's what's up, man. If you know who kid is, man, tell kid to holler at us, man. He been definitely in there, man. We know who our usual suspects is. That's going, you know what I mean, like, share, and follow. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, like and share, man. We appreciate y'all. It don't cost much, man. It's actually free to support. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't cost you anything. It's not taking money out of your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Just like 5 seconds out of your day, just like, share. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. Y'all should watch this. You know what I'm saying? It don't cost that much. It's free 99. But for those that do support, man, you know what I'm saying? We greatly appreciate y'all, man.
Never mind. I got to send my cousin, you know, he has a gaming podcast. Mm. He be posting the podcast too. Man. He be sharing the podcast all the time, man. Gotta get his information on there. Damn, I feel bad, man.
And also, man, make sure y'all watch, y'all tune in and watch Killer K, man, and the homie DJ Nate Skywalker's podcast too, man. You know what I'm saying? They got a good podcast. You know what I'm saying? A great podcast. It's a great podcast. Gotta say it like Donald Trump. It's a wonderful podcast. It's a great podcast. Nothing like it out there.
It's a strong podcast. Make shout out to Trump. Hey, bro, quick question. I've been meaning to ask you this.
Oh, God.
Yo, you seen them Trump sneakers?
Yes.
Would you rock them?
No.
Oh, bro.
No.
Damn, I thought we was on the same.
No, bro. I don't want no Trump sneakers, bro. I'm cool. Please don't come with my drawstring.
Bro, I want those sneakers so bad. You know they sold out, bro. So clean.
And then the people that bought them.
Nigga, I'm about to sell out. I'm about to cop them shits. I'm about to bust up in here. I'm mad, bro. Speaking of sneakers,
man, the military fucking fours came out today, man. They did a shop drop on them, and I didn't get them, and now I gotta wait till May to get them, bro. Bro, I just knew I was gonna get them.
Man, I done went through my Jordan phase, man, so I think I'm about to just start wearing obscure sneakers.
Yeah.
Like obscure Nikes. Stuff that you see it in the back of the East Bay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the dark corners of the eBay back
then. The Nike mode, the Nike cookouts. Yeah. I'm not there yet, man.
Running shoes, boy. Yeah. I'm about to be over here some running shoes.
I'm not there, man.
With the toes.
I know my mama probably going to think I'm capping, bro. But you know what I mean? In high school and stuff like that, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? I got the white Air Forces in the spring. And I got the black forces in the fall, and in the winter I got butters, you know what I'm saying? So when I got older, I was like, bro, I missed the, you know what I mean, a couple years of not getting Jordans. And then, like, in college, I went through the whole Chuck Taylor, the Chuck phase, you know what I'm saying? Because I was a big Wiz fan, so it was Taylor gang, and I was wearing Chucks and killing the bottom of my feet. Had the Chucks in every color. But now I was like, then after a while, I was like, bro, I'm getting back into the J game, man, so... I'm a Jordan head right now, man.
I'm jealous. I was poor in high school.
We weren't poor.
I had to steal shit. To get my sneakers.
I'm sorry, Rosie. We weren't poor, but you know what I mean? Mom Dukes just wanting, I had a big foot, and she said she wasn't spending that money on no J's. And even when I started working, I was like, shit, I mean, that little bitty check, I was getting out lids. Or Hat Shack, whatever you want to call it, man. I want enough money to get no J's. I was doing that to buy clothes and food and go party. You know what I'm saying? So
I used to buy. the liquor store fits. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you need to sound like you need to unpack, man. Are you okay?
Oh no, that shit was lit, bro. Hey, that shit was lit, bro. It was fucking lit. it made it better, man. You know what I'm saying? When I could buy the real shit, man. That's probably why I am the way I am now, man. I be just buying stuff, baby. I feel like that's how I am too.
Cause it was like growing up. It's like, yeah, you know what I mean. Mom's bought clothes and shit. But sometimes it wasn't the stuff that I wanted, bro. Like, so when like I got older, like it was like I got money now, like, bro. I cut loose. I'm buying shit up, like stuff that I ain't even need. There's stuff in my closet, man, that I still haven't really, that still got the tags and stuff on them that I haven't touched. But it's like, I'm going through that closet actually this weekend to look through there, man. If you wear a 2X or an XL in some shirts, man, and you looking for something swaggerific, swaggy, get at your boy, man, before I take these clothes to a homeless shelter or something.
Killer said the leather color is killing.
Oh, man, thank you, man. Hey, man, you know, bro.
Killer would know, man. Killer would know, too, because he living in Michigan right now.
Hey, so. Man. Me and Rosie talked about that.
Don't nobody know about leathers. Then like a person from Michigan.
Bro, that's an up north thing, man. The leathers is like, bro, the leather coat up north is like the fur coat in the south. It's like the fur coat.
I guess.
I'm going to come in here with a fur coat on, man, and hopefully... Peter, don't come in and throw paint on me.
But a lot of our coats already got furs already.
Like, right.
You know, on the hood.
But then you ain't walking around with a chinchilla on like these niggas down here in the South be 90 degrees with a motherfucking chinchilla on.
Yeah, but them chinchillas be looking silly as hell because it don't never be that cold, man. Well, I guess it do kind of get cold. I mean, but still, I don't know. It's just like warm clothing, you know what I'm saying, in Atlanta is just weird to me, man.
What's the name of y'all podcast so we can shout y'all out real quick?
What's the name of the podcast?
But
yeah, we definitely gotta link up with the niggas, man.
Yeah, man, we gotta do something, man, even if it's a live or something. But hey, y'all, we about to get out of here, man. As always, you can follow your boy Romy Rome at R-O-M-E-Y, R-O-M-E, the number 4-E-V-A. Mm-hmm. That's on all social media. I'm on Threads now, too. I think I missed the wave on that, but I am on
Threads. Threads?
Yeah, I'm on Threads.
You think it's going to hold up?
Probably not.
Yeah, man. Yeah, shout out to the Space Camp.
Space Camp, okay. Broadcast. Make sure y'all watch Space Camp, the podcast, man, with the homie Killer K, DJ Nate Skywalker. Who's the other homie on there? Or is it just them two?
And the homie Cubie.
And the who?
Cubie.
Cubie?
Yeah.
And the homie Cubie. You know what I'm saying? Check them out, man.
For little Cubie. the bros, man.
For sure, man. Ben Harbor's finest.
We used to go to the parties together.
What's your social media,
bro? Oh, damn, right. It's that time. You can follow me on Instagram at Rosie Sama. That's R-O-S-E-Y underscore S-A-M-A. Again, that's R-O-S-E-Y underscore S-A-M for all bookings and inquiries. Because if you didn't know, I do tattoos. You know what I'm saying? But
if you didn't know he does tattoos, you've been asleep.
And other shit. But,
you've been asleep. You didn't know the homie does tattoos. And you can follow the Fourth and Peachtree podcast at the number 4 TH and Peachtree. That's on all social media. As always, man, follow your dreams and your aspirations, no matter how crazy they are. Don't let nobody talk you out of your dreams, man. You only get one life, and live that shit to the fullest. And as always, shout out to the haters. Deuces, bitches.
Three.